This is Jim Speary. It's March 6th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a warrant officer, Blackhawk Medevac pilot from Minnesota. Sir, please tell me your name.
I am Aaron Caswell.
And Aaron, how old are you?
27.
And what part of Minnesota are you from?
I come from Owatonna, Minnesota. It's southern Minnesota.
Okay, I do hear that northern accent up there. Kind of always starts reminding me of Garrison Keillor. Everybody heard of them, right?
Not really.
Always on PBS, does Perry Home Companion.
Okay.
All right. How long you been flying Black Hawk helicopters for the Minnesota National Guard?
Since 2005.
And what made you decide to do that job?
It was just something I always wanted to do. I basically joined the Army to fly and ended up in the reserves as a generator mechanic for the first 4 or 5 years of my Army career.
Were you active Army?
No, I was never active.
Always Minnesota Guard?
Army Reserves initially, then over to the Minnesota Guard.
And how do you like being in the Minnesota Guard?
It's not bad. It's good career for a part-time gig.
Let's talk about what you do just briefly in the civilian world back in Minnesota. You have a completely different type of employment back there. Tell me what you do.
In Minnesota, for my regular job, I'm a contract painter, commercial industrial painting of whatever, some residential work, but mostly commercial industrial.
Okay, so that's really a diverse, different employment here. From contract painter in Minnesota to Black Hawk medevac pilot doing life-saving missions in Afghanistan, how do you make that adjustment?
You get trained to fly a helicopter, and that's my job is to fly it. The backseaters, the medics and crew chiefs, they do all the hard work on the patients, and we just get them from point A to point B.
So my son, who's a helicopter pilot, says all you guys do up front is just wiggle the sticks. I mean, is that fair to say?
For the most part. Wiggle sticks and make sure we don't crash.
You guys make it look very easy, but we know it's quite complicated what you're doing, especially in this environment. Tell me a little bit about flying into the type of LZs that you go into to do life-saving missions when you don't know what's confronting you upon landing.
Here we have anything from improved LZs where they can put nice gravel pads down for us, or we'll do roadside pickups to you don't really know what's on the ground and don't know how dusty it's going to be. And brownout landings are probably one of the more difficult things we do around this place. You just hope the ground guy gives you the best LZ brief he can, and hopefully the picture you see is what he's describing.
So a lot of things that everybody does here is related to everybody's communicating with everybody. And even taking it a step further, we have Minnesota guys working with Arizona National Guard as well as New Mexico National Guard. How does all that work out, and how has it been during your deployment?
It hasn't been too bad. There's always going to be, when you have three groups of people coming together, there's going to be a clique type scenario initially, but that's kind of broken up, and we're working pretty well together as far as I can tell. And the communication between us and the other units in the AO, that seems to be working as, per SOP in a sense. Like, the communication lines are pretty easily fought, or we understand what they're wanting us to do and whatnot.
Plus, to add to that mix, you have a unique mission here. This is something that's kind of not the norm. We have the Army supporting the Marines. How does that make you feel, and how's that working out?
The Marines support us 100% for anything we need here, from what I've been able to figure out. While supporting them, the Army has the only real dedicated medevac asset, so we're out there, and our job is to support the ground guys as aviation in general, and we're here to support the Marines and anybody else that needs our help.
Is this your first deployment?
No, I was deployed in Iraq in 07, 08.
And what's the difference between doing the Iraq mission in 07, 08 and the Afghanistan mission here in 2011, 2012?
I was in an assault battalion, so we supported all the ring routes and a few air assaults. We had one of our companies in the battalion doing air assaults. The rest of us were doing mostly ring routes and any other utility support missions that were required. And here we are the medevac asset, which is the two mission sets are completely different. But Iraq seemed to be a, it was primitive compared to the United States standards, but now it's, it was a lot, 100 times more modernized than what I see in the Helmand Valley here, Helmand River Valley.
So this is something where you got to be a little bit more on top of your game, would you say?
Yeah, there's the infrastructure here, and what I see here is not as advanced as it was in Iraq.
Plus, the mission is different. Doing life-saving as opposed to the ring routes. How did you make that switch, and how does that make you feel? And what do you think about after an intense mission?
Making the switch over to medevac, it was just, I just kind of go at it as I'm flying a helicopter, and I let the backseaters figure out how to fix the patients. The go-now mentality, it took me a minute to get over that, to calm down and make sure I'm not missing anything in the first part of this, the first couple months here. After I got over that, then I just go at it like it's another mission. I just need to get off the ground a little faster.
The go-now mentality, that's something that really is interesting here. We'll get the call, medevac, medevac, medevac. And as hard as I try, I can't ever seem to beat you guys to the helicopter. Oh, do you guys just like hide out at the helicopter or something? Because I never win. I never win this race.
No, it's slow as smooth, smooth as fast. So that's what I adopted from the assault battalion, from one of our NCOs there. Preached that to the enlisted there, and after a couple months here, I kind of tried to adopt that just to make it so I'm not missing anything and getting out there as fast as I can. So,
so it's go now, but smooth all the way to the helicopter, and really, you're being very prompt, but you're not rushing a thing.
That's really how you have to go about it, or else you'll miss something, and if you miss something, it's not good.
So you've been in now the Guard a while. You've done two deployments, one to Iraq, one to Afghanistan. What's the future hold for Mr. Caswell?
I plan on finishing out my last 10 years in the Guard at least, if not a little bit longer, and go from there.
In closing here, what do you figure is the one thing that you've learned on this particular deployment that you'll be able to implement back home when you're in, you know, a few months down the track and you've got a job to do, you're painting, weather's nice. What will you take back with you that you learned from here in Helmand Province doing medevac missions to back in Minnesota painting buildings?
Really just look, I guess, looking at the local populace here, that we have it real nice in the United States. This place is, unless you're in the Lashkargah area, but that's not the bulk of the Afghanistan by any means, that it's real nice in the States.
You're thankful for what you got back home?
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah.
What's the first thing you want to do when you get home?
Take a long hot shower.
Yeah, everybody seems to answer that one the same. Gonna like run the hot water heater dry, are you?
Probably. Or get a tankless one installed so I don't have to worry about running out of hot water.
So it's fair to say you may stay in the shower for a couple of days, huh?
Pretty much.
Well, Mr. Caswell, I really appreciate you taking time out to speak with me here, and wish you all the best in your flying, and it's always a pleasure flying with you. I've had the opportunity several times now. It's you do make it look easy. But I do know how difficult it is. Thanks again for speaking with me.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
This is Jim Speary. It's March 6, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, speaking with Minnesota National Guard pilot, Mr. Caswell.